Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Scientists are clear that in the not-too-distant future, we humans need to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions down to zero. But there's a major disconnect between the scientific urgency and what most of us feel in our daily lives. Maybe marketers or psychologists could help get the message across. And one expert who's thought a lot about environmental messaging is Robert Cialdini. He's Professor Emeritus of Psychology and Marketing at Arizona State University. I asked Professor Cialdini why the urgency of the climate message wasn't getting people to act.
I think it has to do with a fundamental communication error that we are making, and that is to describe the problem of so many people failing to take energy-conserving action. We decry the widespread nature of these counter-environmental actions that everyone around us is taking. And we think that by making the problem seem so widespread that everyone will marshal their forces against it. What we forget is that there's a subtext message when we say, look at all the people who are doing this wrong. The subtext message is, look at all the people who are doing this wrong. And that message of what those around us are doing is a more primitive and more powerful message than those having to do with approval or disapproval. What we have to do is emphasize all the people who are doing this right rather than all the people who are doing this wrong.
Now, as I understand it, some of your work involves looking at what you call the norm of reciprocation. I guess the notion that we're not supposed to take without giving in return. Now, what significance does that norm of reciprocation have for people's behavior, say, with regard to the environment or climate change?
Great question. The norm for reciprocation, as you say, is deeply felt, and it turns out to be universal. There's no human culture that fails to train its members from childhood in this rule that says you must not take without giving in return. You must not receive without giving back for what you have received. And we actually showed that in one of our hotel studies with reuse of towels. We compared a sign that said, if you will reuse your towels, we will give a donation to an environmental cause. That produced no increase in reuse of towels compared to a sign that just said, do this for the environment. But we had another sign in this experiment that said, we've already given to an environmental cause in the name of our guests. Would you reuse your towels to help us cover the expense? That produced a 19% increase in towel reuse. Right? So people wanted to give back after they had received something. Well, here's the larger point that I think is available to be made from those data. You know, you've heard a lot of people say, I'm entitled to use this energy. I worked for it. I made my contribution to the society. I can buy a Hummer if I want to. In other words, they're saying, I acted first, and so I'm owed something in return. What I think a legitimate countermessage would be to that kind of thinking is, you didn't go first. Nature went first. The earth went first. You have been given a set of resources so rich, so extensive, that it's your turn now, by the rule for reciprocation, it's your turn to give back and to be a steward of those resources. That's a message that I think would be worth trying out.
Okay. The climate activists come to you to design a campaign, a message, to get America and Americans aboard taking climate action. What's the ad that you put together for this campaign?
We've actually run some ads. We created three public service announcements to be run in Arizona communities. We had three components to the message, right? The majority of Arizonans, the people around you, approve of recycling. That's one message. The second was the majority of Arizonans do recycle. Both of those were true, right? And the third was the majority of Arizonans disapprove of the few who don't recycle.
Ooh, that's tough.
And we depicted scenes of individuals all recycling, approving of one another, and then identifying one individual who wasn't recycling and expressing disapproval of that individual. So the key here was not to normalize the incorrect conduct, but to marginalize the incorrect conduct. And those messages produced a 25.1% increase in recycling tonnage in the communities where they were played. Now, I don't know how much you know about public service announcements, but that's unheard of. If you get a 1 to 2% deflection in behavior from a PSA, that's considered a success.
Robert Cialdini is the author of Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, as well as several other books on the social science of persuasion, and also a professor emeritus of psychology and marketing at Arizona State University. Professor Cialdini, thank you so much for taking this time.
I enjoyed it, Steve.
You persuaded me. And you can hear more of Professor Cialdini's interview at our website, loe.org. Just ahead, why 2010 broke so many weather records, and the forecast ahead. Keep listening to Living on Earth.